With one of my boys a few days back, we were walking to somewhere or other and came past a phone booth, and he said, well, look at that. You don't see too many of those. Well, you don't. You don't see too many phone booths anymore. There's still a few out there, but I'll tell you where you see a lot of them. Highway 2 Collectibles and Imports in Sultan, where they had like over 100 of these things. There's a story in the Everett Herald about this place, this collectibles place. And Cynthia Marie is the owner. And she has, or at least had, 100 phone booths. I don't know who's buying them, who wants them, but they're out there. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Do you still have 100 phone booths?
Oh, I wish. I have about 14 left, but I do have a lead on 30 more, so I probably will snag them.
Wow.
How did you get all these to begin with?
Well, I saw an ad in the newspaper for them, and I went and grabbed them. It was the worst day of our lives. The movers hated me by the end of the day because they're huge, they're bulky, yeah. They're heavy.
And do you have to unbolt them from the sidewalk?
Oh my gosh, they have been so much fun. They've been probably the funnest thing I've sold over the years.
I do like looking at the booth, not the ones so much that are attached to something or other. I like the glass enclosed booth, and the ones especially that have a light in there. Do you have any of those where that will, like, you know, where when you open the door it lights up, or you close the door it lights up?
Exactly. Mine, we're missing the doors, but people don't seem to care about that. And then the handicap thing came into play, and so they could no longer put doors on the phone booth.
Oh, really? Okay. Huh.
Yeah, so that changed everything. So most of mine never had doors, but I did have a few of the Superman ones that had the groove at the top where the door was. And but
what about,
most of them have... Go ahead.
No, what about phone books? Do they have the hanging phone book, too?
Yes, and those cost more, and some of them actually have the book inside the book cover, which has been real fun.
Can you make these work? Do these work anymore, or are they... No.
Absolutely. They all have the ceilings with the lights in them, and they have the phone bracket, so you can buy the phones on eBay or whatever and bolt them right on. But they definitely can be brought back to life.
So they can be brought back to service. You could have a working telephone booth.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice man cave kind of thing.
Who is
that'd
buying
be in the
this?
Corner of your man cave? That'd be funny.
Who have you sold these to?
Oh my gosh, I've sold them. I just sold one for the new Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. The next one that's going to be coming out, they're creating it right now, and he bought one, and he's going to transform it into something wacky and wild. I think it's going to talk to guests that come to the show.
Okay.
And that was really a cool sale. And then I've sold them back east to a large city that I think I sold 5 to them. They're making a huge 12-foot letter I downtown out of phone booths.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then the Snohomish Co-op, they bought one for their little gas pump office.
People for all kinds of uses and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Highway 2 Collectibles and Imports in Sultan. That's where they have them.
Yeah, and Cynthia, before you pass these rehomed phone booths on to folks, do you have to, like, clean up some of the graffiti and the stuff on the inside of them?
I don't touch them. I leave the spiders, the hornet's nest.
Hornet's nests.
Nice. The graffiti, the scratches on the glass, everything.
All right, if I'm not interested in a phone booth there at Highway 2 Collectibles and Imports in Sultan, do you have a Bigfoot for me?
Absolutely. I have a 4-foot Bigfoot, and I have a 6-foot Bigfoot, and I have a lot of retro antiques and beautiful antique furniture, biker rings.
How much you want for the 6-foot Bigfoot?
I think I'm going to be asking. I just got them yesterday, and I believe they're going to be $100.
Does he smell? I mean,
I was thinking of attaching fur and eyeballs.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, you didn't have that. And then, Brad, this is what we're going to get you for the farm. Cynthia has a 7-foot rooster. So we're going to get that.
Like a wrought iron rooster
or something?
Put that
thing on the 5 acres. Well, yeah, what is that thing like?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's colorful, and it's huge, and it's probably, gosh, 5 feet long, too, from tip of tail to tip of beak.
That might keep the eagles out of there, Brad.
Yeah, like a scarecrow.
Yeah,
7 foot
rooster. You could ride it.
You could ride the rooster. All right, so once again, if you're looking for a phone booth, get them because they're going fast. Highway 2 Collectibles and Imports in Salton, Cynthia Marie. Thank you very much, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, and have a great day, and I appreciate this.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah, I do love those.
I mean, we're playing the rotary phone, and I guess the phone booths didn't have a rotary thing, but... You know,
no, they did.
Did the phone booth had a rotary?
I'm sure the older ones had rotary phones. I remember when we got touch tone for the first time in our house. We were rotary. Our wall phones were rotary phones, and then they got...
I remember the rotary. I just don't remember them in a phone booth. But I do remember when I was a kid in like third or fourth grade, somebody put a M80 into a phone booth, into the coin return, and it just rained quarters down.
Quarters for everyone.